Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Today is day 29 of the 40-day prayer focus leading into the election on November 8th. Thank you to the many Nebraskans who have joined us each day just for 60 seconds to pray for the election. As you're listening, you still may go, "I'm not sure who to vote for." I understand. But I want to remind you that today's focus is pray for voters to select candidates that can do the most good. I am reminded of a verse from Proverbs 16:33, taken from the Message. Make your motions and cast your votes, but God has the final say. If you find yourself discouraged, you find yourself going, "I've never quite been in an election like this," let me tell you, I totally agree. But I want to remind us that when Nehemiah rebuilt the wall, they prayed and engaged. In 52 days, they rebuilt a crumbling nation. They were afraid. They were outnumbered. They ran and hid. Then what was their response? They prayed and engaged. Don't sit idly by. Pray and engage where God has placed you. Let's take a moment to pray together. Heavenly Father, we pray for the upcoming election. Give each voter the wisdom to know how to select candidates. Lord, we cry out to you that we will be a nation, one nation under God. Lord, hear our cry. It's not too late to download the prayer guide. Just go to NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and check out the prayer section. If you need information about candidates, I encourage you to visit NebraskaVoterGuide.com. God bless America.